Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim wa mabad. Auctioning is sunnah. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that an Ansari sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came to beg from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram asked him if he had anything at home, and he replied that he had one sheet, half of which he used to lay down and the other half to cover himself, and he had a cup which was used for drinking purposes. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him to bring both items and to come back to him. Taking these items in his mubarak hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, "Who will purchase this from me?" A sahabi offered a dirham for it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked if anybody would give two dirhams, and repeated this two or three times. A sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu offered to purchase it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam finalized the sale, and giving the two dirhams to the Ansari sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, said to him, "Purchase food for your family for one dirham and buy an axe for the other and come back to me." Having bought it, he returned to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally attached a handle to it and said to him, "Go and chop wood. I do not want to see you for 15 days. The sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu began his business of chopping and selling wood and returned to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with 10 dirhams. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him to purchase food with some of it and clothes with the other. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "This is better for you than begging, which would have caused your face to be scarred on the day of Qiyamah." Sayyidina Ata rahimahumullah ta'ala narrates that he saw many sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum selling the spoils of war to the highest bidder. Note, Allama Aini rahimahumullah has written that the above ahadith substantiate auctioning. It would be noted that if a price has been agreed upon, it is incorrect for anybody thereafter to make a higher offer. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.